Ross, what did you say? What did you say about yourself? What were you? You're a nice little boy who what?
No, I'm a big boy.
Who does what?
Who likes dogs who lick him?
Me.
You're a big boy who dogs lick. Isn't that what he said?
No.
What'd you say?
When I was at Carla's house, the dogs licked me.
The dogs licked you? Uh-huh. The old Carla? Yeah. There's the old Della and the old Carla, by the way. In our old house, right?
Right.
When we used to live in Denver.
But when we go back to Pittsburgh in Denver,
yeah,
then we have to go to Della and Carla.
Well, Ross, when we get back there, are they going to talk Hungarian or English?
I don't know.
What do you think? I think they're going to talk Hungarian, so you better learn it.
Huh?
Everybody's talking Hungarian now.
Yeah.
You better learn it.
So, the Okada is going to?
Maybe.
No, she isn't.
Sure.
No, she isn't.
She's not going to talk Hungarian?
No, not anymore.
Why not?
Because she's going to talk Coke like that.
Coke like that?
No, Hulk like that.
Hulk like that. Okay, now eat some more meat and then you get your Coke.
No, it's Coke. 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 Coke first.
You know something?
What?
Are you going to finish your meat? One bite of meat. One bite of meat and then you get
your Coke.
Mary asked Ross, do they have flowers and clouds? And Ross said, yeah, I think they do. So he wasn't being quite sure about it. Sort of hedging his bet. Ross was mad at Mommy, and what did he say? Indeed, I want you right now.
Oh, I know. He knows how to use it. I'm mad at you, indeed I am.
Listen, I think these boys might as well be put in their room, and there's no sense for them to be here. Mommy? Mommy? Yeah, Ross, what did you say? He said, what did you say about how you're going to fly there? He said, the idea is...
the cape.
Yeah.
And the animals and the shirt.
No, what are you going to do about getting to the nursery school?
Fly.
Okay. He didn't say the problem is, he said the... reason is, what did you say? The reason is,
no,
I'm going to fly there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But why do the kids miss you?
I don't know.
At the nursery school?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, Mommy?
Yeah.
Ross said,
you see, the problem is.
Ross said, yeah.
Come help Mark.
Come help Mark, Mary said, and then. He said, why?
I mean...
Oh, he said, Ross said, come help Mark. And Mary said, why? And Ross said, the problem is that Sally on the tape woke Mark up. Mm-hmm. Or the Sally woke Mark up on the tape. Mary's not sure what the position of on the tape was.
Mm.
It was either after the Sally. Is it the Sally or Sally on the tape?
Sally.
I think probably he said Sally on the tape woke Mark up. Right? A green pen, so he said, could I have a green picture? Could I have a green draw? Talk about all the... I told Ross that I loved him, and I'm glad we took him home, and he said, from the hospital? Because he knows that what I mean is...
He knows the story.
He knows the story about bringing boys home from the hospital.
And how we're glad we...
What was the other thing that Ross said that was interesting, Mommy was telling me?
He said, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, let me go get it. I'll read it to you.
Oh, okay. There you go.
He began to mumble some things I didn't understand. And when I began to understand him finally, he was saying, just talking, I'll get hungry and sick. He was sitting at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he fell down.
Uh-huh.
Then after that he repeated himself, said, if I don't get food, I'll get hungry. Sick, hungry. He was trying to
get fell down again.
And did you get sick and hungry?
Yeah.
And what happened? And then you fell down on the floor?
And then you know he didn't eat.
And he didn't eat after. Why don't you drink some of this?
Ross, would you like to eat?
Yeah, he ate a fair amount. I don't think
Why he was coming to the table and telling me he was hungry?
He ate. I had Ross remarks this morning said, I don't know why there are so many ambulances or something like that, so much ambulances. And right now he said, Mommy, there are ambulances here too. This is something that he heard me say.
Yeah.
And then he also asked, why does that robot like to hop? And then he said, why does that robot say yes? This was one of my toys, right?
Yeah.
And this morning, he said that when he grows up, I told him when Daddy was a scientist, and I showed him the academy where all the scientists were.
Yeah.
So when he grows up, he wanted to be a customer.
Yeah.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Scientist.
Okay, and then he straightened himself out and he said he wanted to be a scientist. Somehow he got the word customer confused with scientist. Did you know that? I want to know why I'm a customer here. I'm talking about customers right now. And, okay, now Ross, I'm not a... Whatever. And Mark didn't like it. He spit it out and Ross said, I like it. Give it to me. He wanted some of the mineral water that I had. Ross was trying to shoot me or kill me or something while I was lying in bed and came over and said, wake up, wake up. And I wouldn't try to open my eye. So I thought it was kind of interesting. Everybody figures that's what you do to see if somebody's asleep. I don't know if he learned that from anyone or not. And he said, come on, wake up. And then he sort of walked off, and as he was walking off, he whispered to himself, I got a great idea. And he went over to the shelf and said to Mommy, I want my circus gun. Something else. What else he said, something else in between. He said, kind of to him, he said, come on, Mark, let's go shoot that circus gun. Huh? And Russ said, could I have water in my squirt gun? And Mary said, we could take our squirt gun down to the Bellatone, couldn't we, Ross? And Ross said, and put water in it? And Mary said, yeah. And he said, okay, great.
Huh? What, Daddy?
I told Ross that I needed some coffee. He went out and said, Mommy, can Daddy have coffee? And Mommy said, no, later. And Ross said, no, now. And Mark, the imitator, said, now. And then Ross came back and said, well, I guess I'm going to have to make it right now. I guess I'm going to have to make it, Daddy.
Mom, could you call it to Daddy?
No, thank you. There was some confusion about whether Ross had been dry last night or not. And he said to Mommy, you got the wrong person, Mommy. You got the wrong thing. In other words, it wasn't me who was having the problems with this or that, like you were, as you were saying, but somebody else. Ross knows that we're going to go to Lake Bellatone tomorrow, and so he asked Mary, are we all set up to go swimming? Ross said, why you wash the clothes instead the water bathtub? He meant something like, why are you washing the clothes outside instead of in the water in the bathtub? And let's get my clothes to put in the suitcase, okay, my daddy? That was what he said right afterwards. He wants to put his suitcase, his clothes in the suitcase to take down to Lake Bellatone. Today is June 13th, by the way. Let's go to the Bellatone. He said, let's go to the river. And I said, you mean to the lake? He said, yeah, to the lake river, where all the people go into the sand, where Gabor's daddy takes us, and like that. Ross said, I put my dog on my, and something else, and they thought that was funny. And Marky said afterwards, I thought that funny. I'm going to record that on Marky's tape, too. I asked Ross what the boy was doing with his
truck. He was taking it apart. Today is June 14th. And he said, he's taking it apart. And I said, will he be able to get it back together? And he said, he might. Well, Ross was mad because I told him that he was going to stay out and Mark was going to stay in. He wanted Mark to come out of the gate. He was down at the Bolotone. And he said, you got the wrong idea and I got the right idea and I'm going to get mad and I can kick that garbage can.
That's the same thought.
So he's, you know, decided he was really going to put his foot down. And I told him, well, if you don't like your daddy, then I'll just go. And he said, I do like your daddy.
You put them outside and drop them outside.
Okay, well, we can have, you know what else we can do?
What?
We can have a little dish here for them. Just put them in a little dish.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
Is that fine?
Little baby going to eat.
Oh, neat. That's a mommy who really cares about her boy.
Come on.
Now, let's talk about stories. Okay, you start the story and then I'll go on, okay?
No, you start the story.
I want to hear you tell first.
No, you!
The minute Mark realized what was going on here, he turned right around and walked on.
He's going to have to get used to it. I'm going to lie down over here on this stuff. Okay, here's my line. Okay, you start the story and then I'll go on with it. Hey, look, little boy. I want to hear a little bit of your story, too. Put your head right down here.
No, you tell me my story.
Why can't you tell me a little bit, too?
Because...
We're going to tell... Okay, now are we ready for the story? Okay, this is the story. You want to hear Empire Strikes Back?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay. Remember how Star Wars started?
Yeah.
How did it start?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you see the movie?
Tell me.
Was Princess Leia up in there fighting the stormtroopers?
You help me.
Okay. I'll help you tell a little bit, okay? And R2-D2 and C-3PO were up with her and they were fighting the stormtroopers that were attacking. Battlestar Galactica, okay?
Yeah.
Battleship Galactica. And so C-3PO and R2-D2 went, got themselves shot off in a life pod.
Yeah.
And where did they land?
I don't know. Where Luke
was. Yeah. On Tatooine desert. Okay, and then who came and grabbed them?
I don't know.
Who?
Huh?
Somebody came and grabbed R2-D2.
The Jawas.
And what did the Jawas do?
C-3PO.
Okay, where did they put them?
They put them in the sack water.
How did they pick them up?
They put them under... They put those computers on their arms, took them and put them into there, and they landed where Luke was.
Into their what?
Where Luke was.
They put them into their sand crawler.
Yeah, and they landed where Luke was.
How did R2-D2 get up into the sand crawler? What does that mean? What does that sound mean? What is the word for it?
He
was sucked up.
Yeah.
What's wrong? He's out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye, Mommy. You can take a nap, too. If you need it. You can just stay out there, too, if you want. I'm not worried about you. You're a big girl. Anyway, so R2-D2 and C-3PO, okay, they went up in that sand crawler. And then what happened? When they got out of the sand crawler,
yeah.
Who was going to buy them?
R2-D2.
Who was going to buy R2-D2?
The Jawas.
No, who was going to buy them?
The farmers.
Yeah, the farmers. Luke Skywalker and his dad.
And daddy.
Now, were they going to buy R2-D2?
Yeah.
No, at first they were going to buy another little computer.
What?
A little red one.
The red R2-D2?
Mm-hmm.
Why? But the one on the angel was broken.
He was broken, right?
Why?
Something's wrong with him.
Oh.
So what did C-3PO say?
I don't know.
He said, you better buy this other one.
This blue one? This blue R2-D2, not the red R2-D2?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you buy the red R2-D2?
Because it's broken.
Oh.
And then where did they go?
They went, I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Tell me a story.
You can tell me part of it, too.
No, you could, because I'm the dada part.
You're the what?
I'm dada.
Why are you dada?
Because I'm a little baby.
But you know where they went.
No, I don't.
Sure, they went to Luke's house.
Yeah.
And then what did R2-D2 do?
I don't know.
He showed them about Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah. Showed him a picture of Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Going to look for Obi-Wan Kenobi. He said, Obi-Wan Kenobi, we need you. Right?
Yeah.
And then, what did Luke Skywalker do?
I don't know.
So we better find old Ben Kenobi. Yeah. But you know what happened?
What?
Little R2-D2 ran away.
Yeah.
What was he trying to do?
He was trying to find Ben Kenobi.
I know, and he got lost, right?
Yeah.
Then where did Luke go in his sand speeder?
He went to him.
Uh-huh. And what happened to Luke?
They hurt.
Who hurt him? The Bantha? No, not the Bantha.
Who?
Who rides on top of the Bantha?
The sand people.
The sand people were riding on top of the Banthas, right?
Yeah.
And then what did they do to Luke?
They hurt him.
How'd they hurt him?
They hurt him with their sticks.
They hurt him with their sticks.
Why?
And how was Luke almost killed?
Yeah.
But who saved him?
Ben Kenobi.
Mm-hmm. And then where
but why did Obi-Wan Kenobi come?
Same guy.
Yeah. Why did Obi-Wan Kenobi come?
Because R2-D2 was looking for him.
Oh.
That's where R2-D2 knew he was.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what did they do?
They got in front.
And where did they go? No, sand speeder.
Yeah.
And then they went back, and where did they go?
They went back to Luke's house.
And what did they find?
I don't know.
It was all ruined.
I don't know.
This stuff is accidentally re-recorded over whatever was here before, and this is now from June 17th. The Jawa. We'll just take a piece of bread, okay, for him? Maybe a few raisins? Pa said, do you remember that rowboat we were on? And I said, yeah. Wasn't that fun? He said, yeah. Come on. Just sort of out of the blue. And also, Marky said, I did say goodbye. And he go. So he's saying goodbye to his daddy, and he go. Some kind of thing about it. I said goodbye to my daddy, and he go. Okay, hop in. Hop in, Russ. I'll buy you another tape recorder, okay?
Sure.
You want me to buy it?
Yes.
In Holland?
Yeah.
Okay, what are they?
They're kid big.
Yeah?
And kid little.
Kid big and kid little.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Ross said something about big shoes strong yesterday. He puts adjectives after nouns. Ross said, but I said, there's little kids' school and big kids' school, right? And he said, yeah, but we're going to the big kids' school, are we? Or aren't we? Which one is it? Are we or aren't we?
Are we.
No, it's aren't we. You say, aren't we. I don't know why you say it like that, but you do. You say, aren't we. You don't never say, are we. You say, aren't we. Or didn't we. You understand? Ross said, why did you put your tape in my tape recorder? And I said, oh, because I wanted to. And he said, but your batteries are in my tape recorder? No. And I said, yes, they are.
Don't
he said, no, he provides answers for himself. Yeah? Don't put my, you don't want me to put my batteries in your tape recorder, okay. Ross said, that man is going the way, wrong way. And he said, tell me why. And I said, I don't know the answer to that question. And Ross said, the answer is because he's got to go the wrong way, because he's got to go back home. Ross saw some stuff at the pool, and he said, those are the toys that we had at the where we were. But we're going to have those, some of those at the school time, right?
I told Ross that I would tell him a story after the night birds had finished sleeping. And then he went to sleep. And while he was sleeping, he woke up and said, Daddy, will you tell me my story after the night birds finished sleeping?
Ross asked me, where are the boys? And I said, they went back to Budapest. I said, when are we going? He thought they were going to our house. He said, why are the boys at to our house? Because a lot of it's at to the river and so on. What, honey? There's no model for that at all.
Going to the beach.
Why are Juja with Mommy going to the beach?
Yes.
They're not going to the beach.
Where?
They went to the piazza.
Why?
That's the market.
Why?
To the store. They went to the store. Why did they go to the store?
Yeah.
To buy some food.
Oh.
They went to the Piazza.
Oh.
Would you like to have some clothes on?
Get a
car? Want to come in the car, too? All the boys want to come in the car? Let me do the butt. There you go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Marky.
That wasn't not Marky. It was Daddy with the gun. Car? Car? Want the car, Marky?
Oh, yeah, Marky.
Hey, Marky, you're going to get the car. Go on in. Okay, get in. Marky, give him the car. Now, do you want him in the back with you?
No.
Yeah, he can get in the back. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's coming back with you. Now what's going on back there? What's going on back there?